This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are, oh man,
additional dragons.
And more dragons. Steel and yellow.
One of them is metallic and one of them is chromatic. Oh no, no, not that kind.
No, well actually.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, for some reason they don't count, and it's just like arm counts. Even though like the yellow dragon's kind of cool, but let's get Steel Boy out of the way.
Yeah, let's push this guy away. Steel Boy is incredibly earnest.
Yeah, he's the Jesse Thorne of dragons.
He wants to live in the hustle and bustle of great cities. He just likes being there. He's a people watcher, you know?
Yeah, he goes to the terminal and watches people. His breath weapon is a cube of toxic gas.
He just has to be a little bit different. You know, we do things a little bit weird here.
Yeah, in the sky, in the lodgings that are equipped with strong rooms and vaults. These guys live in castles and stuff.
Yeah.
And they have people around them constantly that are like their companions and guards and shit. They're like little kings.
Right.
You know, steel dragon kings.
My favorite thing about the cube of gas is something I really want to make sure we don't gloss over, is the fact that if you're preparing for a fight with a steel dragon, if you coat all of your exposed skin with lard or grease, it will offer some protection. So if you oil yourself up like Willy the groundskeeper, you're gonna be a-okay.
Well, we laugh, but anytime you give a good application to the spell grease, you're gonna get my attention because I love that spell.
I mean,
like it's one of the best first level spells of all time.
Oh yeah, grease is fantastic. I mean, like, if you are, I mean, just I've always wanted to cast grease off of the back of like a chariot or like a wagon or something. You know, do you get a little bit of James Bond action?
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah,
we're on a hill and then like slide down.
Oh yeah.
Like that's like the party equivalent of create food and water. If you can do create food and water and grease, like you can literally throw birthday parties for kids in Faerun. Eat your cake and then slime up each other.
Yeah, in my head, I immediately went to mud wrestling.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
AKA mud fucking.
So. Oh no.
AKA. The devil's pastime, aka Slick Rick's party jamboree.
Slick Rick, the wrestler?
No, the mud fucking enthusiast.
Yep.
And champion. Such.
Let's talk about
his spell book is just grease, 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 grease. Like he just flips through it.
He has a clock where every number is replaced with grease. Oh, look what time it is.
Grease a clock.
Yeah. Instead of having a core sign, he has a Jiffy Lube sign.
Yellow Dragon is actually kind of cool, mostly because he's like a cryptid.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't think these existed.
Yeah.
Color theory made them think that there would be a yellow, like, fuck you.
Yeah. What is this? It's not the fucking periodic table where like, yes, the pattern holds that there will be an element of mass such and such. We just have to find it through CERN.
Down to its color. Right. It's so stupid.
But he's
sages.
He's just trying to, he's a late addition and they're just trying to find all kinds of technicalities to keep him out.
Yeah. Yeah, because we need another desert dragon.
Right. Areas
there's
of
like nothing about this guy.
Windswept desolation.
I said there's nothing about him. The thing that I do like about him is he does the antlion trap from Final Fantasy IV.
Yeah.
Like he buries himself up to his neck and then people get to the edge of this pit and there's just his face like, and then he moves his arms so the sand draws them into his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
So he has fun.
Yeah. And also his breath weapon is a blast of high velocity scorching air mixed with sand. So
yeah,
if you want your armor polished.
Yeah,
just go visit one of these guys.
He bathes his opponent fearsomely. Yeah. Ugh.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.